approve the new policy.
We're behind tab number one. It's a council policy review. At the back of document number seven, towards the middle of it, is the recommendations from the executive committee for our operations handbook policies concerning the science and statistical committee. Remember, I mentioned it on Monday that you should review it. We'd be discussing it today, and Pat Fiorelli is going to lead us through that discussion. Pat?
Hi. On document number seven, there is a memo that summarizes the executive committee meeting, and if you page in one, two, three pages, there's a memo from Paul Howard to the council that describes what exactly we did or the executive committee did at that meeting. They approved changes to the SSC policy for council consideration. The SSC, and you may or may not recall, but the SSC chair, Steve Cadron, brought a document to the council in November. The SSC itself had, following the SSC workshop in Hawaii, had made several recommendations that they thought would enhance the policy, the council's current policy. The executive committee endorsed their additions to the policy, and they've been incorporated in a document just behind the memo from Paul to you all that's entitled Scientific and Statistical Committee. It retains all the points in the first policy. It just incorporates the things that were added by the SSC, and those additions are underlined. So what the executive committee is asking for is approval of the additions to the SSC policy here today.
Okay, hopefully you've had a chance to look at it over the past couple days. If somebody would like to make a motion to incorporate it in our operations book.
So moved.
Seconded by Dave Gaethel. Discussion. Dr. Pierce.
No, I just want to indicate that these are very good changes. I especially like the one on page three regarding the SSC recommendations, and the majority quorum shall be sought for SSC recommendations. I'd like to have a quorum there before a recommendation can be considered useful, but I understand the problems with that. So I can settle for shall be sought. That's the desired outcome. And I also am glad to see on the following page, page four at the top, a statement from the SSC. This is from them, I assume, that indeed public comment shall be invited at the discretion of the SSC chair. So there are opportunities for public comment if indeed it is sought by the SSC, and I suspect they will do that, knowing the SSC composition and the chair especially. I think that will provide some opportunities, limited, of course, for some input. So these look to be, you know, very good changes to how the SSC does business.
Any other comments? Mary Beth.
Thank you. When we had a discussion about this at the last council meeting, there was some concern to how the SSC was going to be tasked, whether it was going to be through the executive committee or how the council might be able to weigh in. And the language on the top of page three appears to, I think, resolve the issue in that the council can make requests, but it goes through the executive committee. So that, you know, there's some flexibility there. Is that the intent?
Right.
Thank you.
Anything further from the council? Okay, you ready for the question? Pat?
Right, just one quick thing, but it's dear to the heart of the SSC members. In transcribing their recommendations into the policy, I neglected a minor statement, well, major to them. First page, one, two, three, fourth bullet down, it talks about SSC members being requested to serve on SAWSARC committees. Their actual change was and other to also include participation on other peer review panels, such as the Data Poor Workshop and things like that as necessary for things that are relevant to New England Council species. So I had neglected to put that in. It should have been a statement that was extended, the one that's there in that fourth bullet. So if you can take that into consideration when you have your motion, that I will add that afterward, that would be great, if you approve.
Pat, I don't recall if there was any mention of funding. As everyone knows, that this is new to us. It's not new to other councils, but you know, utilizing the SSC as much as we are now, meeting seven times a year, and rental space and all kinds of things is a budget drain on us that we didn't have in the past. So in the future, although stipends is an issue that we're going to have to address, and the council's agreed that stipends shouldn't be taken out of our base. It should be supplemental funding. How often they meet and how much we pay to have them meet is subject to budget. So they're going to have to be start to put into our spending plan. I hope they know that. Yeah.
Nancy?
Yeah, Paul, I was wondering about that because my experience has been with the other councils is that there's, I wouldn't say that they're all on the same page as far as stipends are concerned. And so as a result, I mean, what does that mean for New England, for example, and the Mid-Atlantic, who both would appreciate probably having a bump up in budget to be able to support the SSC?
We're going to discuss this at the February CCC meeting. And our executive committee took a position that we'll try to float through all the councils that SSC members get paid the same stipend as a council member, but that stipend come from an appropriation from NIMS above and beyond our bases because we can't eat it. So it's still, we're working on, you know, getting them a stipend in accordance with the new Magnuson Act. But there's other costs associated as well, which we're looking at trying to get additional, you know, MSA reauth funds, and that's just to have them meet is a new cost for New England, but isn't a new cost for other councils. So we're still negotiating funding, and we'll discuss it in February.
Anything further? Nancy.
Yeah, I guess my point is if there's anything I can do to help, let me know.
Anything further from the council? You ready for the question? All those in favor, raise your hand. Unanimous. Jim Kendall.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was going to bring this up under another business opening, but I think it's probably just as appropriate here, if not more so. I recently applied for the Herring Advisory Panel, and I understand that there was a recommendation from the full council that you try to include another full-time fisherman, but I understand it was a recommendation, not a directive. My question, I asked Paul Howard this the other day, and I believe it to be the case still. I was wondering if there's been any changes made recently to the council policy as far as a selection and approval of advisory panel members or other members asked to serve as in some capacity to the council.
I'm not sure what you mean by changes.
Well, has there been any change in the way you vet or go through the selection choices of your advisory panel applicants?
No, as far as I know, we put out a request for applications.
Well, I can't understand then what happened here. It must have been a major mistake made because I received a thank you but no thank you letter before there was a meeting to even to choose between the people who applied for this, and I understand another fisherman did as well. And, you know, unfortunately, last year I was actually kicked off of four advisory panels with three different letters. Couldn't even afford the fourth letter, apparently. I know the budget's tight, but, you know, this club is getting a little bit too tight to be selecting and picking and choosing people who you like or do not like. I've got the background to serve on some of these panels. I would have thought I could have endured through one of them. But if the executive committee seems to be the door that you either get kicked out of or let through, I didn't see that policy change.
Ron.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ron Smolowitz, Fisheries Survival Fund. I have a question about the fifth bullet on the SSC. It says here, e.g., provide projected catch associated with overfishing and provide quantification of scientific uncertainty for determining ABC. At the last SSC meeting, there was a lot of discussion about uncertainty, but it seemed to me, and I might be wrong, that they felt it was beyond their time and job description to do all the calculations necessary. I mean, they don't have the tools. They don't have the models. They don't have the data to do the calculations of uncertainty. So, I mean, maybe when we wait for the SSC report, we'll find out if, in fact, they came up with an ABC. But I think they ended up stopping short because they didn't have any data regarding uncertainty. They were expecting that to be given to them. Am I reading it wrong?
Ron, are you going to be here for the SSC presentation?
Yes.
I just think it would be more appropriate to bring that up then if you're
okay, but you're voting on this policy now, and that's why I was just bringing it up as an issue. I don't think they could do the calculations for uncertainty.
I know that the SSC had a lot of discussion about scientific uncertainty versus policy management uncertainty. And, in fact, that was a long debate, not only at the most recent meeting, but at a previous meeting. I don't recall which one. And I know the chair has some strong feelings about where the line is between policy and or management uncertainty and scientific uncertainty. But, again, I think if you want to raise that during the SSC report, that would be appropriate. Paul.
Maybe Pat could also explain, isn't the SSC planning on assigning certain individuals to certain species that could follow through and maybe attend, and they'll be attending saw sarks to look at uncertainties, and, you know, there'll be a lot of opportunity for them to review information and to actually firsthand witness the uncertainties and assumptions in the process.
In part, that is true. The discussion at the, and I don't want to go into to, because I might go too far afield here before Steve gets here and gives his report, but the intent is not for the SSC to actually do the calculations. They provided PDTs with recommendations to do the calculations, so maybe a revision in the wording might be necessary. But they provide the advice. The leads are also going to participate on SAW SARCs, and they also work with the staff to bring forward the issues to the SSC, but they are not planning on actually doing the calculations themselves. So if that helps, but I think we should definitely wait for Steve and see what comments he has as well.
Anything further under SSC, the policy, before I get into the public hearing or the public comment period? Okay. Now we're on to the open period for public comments. Issues that aren't on the agenda that you'd like to bring forward.